Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We were just talking amongst ourselves here in the studio because there's something really important coming up this weekend in Grafton, Illinois. And Sue's been kind of our point person on this because you have a bit of a relation through your husband, right? To the mayor of Mike Morrow, who's the mayor of Grafton.
Yeah, he's my father-in-law, stepfather-in-law, whatever that is. He's my father-in-law, and it's huge. And I didn't tell you this, Fred. They're dedicating this national memorial of military ascent. You know that,
right?
Well, this is what we've been talking about.
But apparently, there are going to be two 102-year-old World War II vets.
Wow.
That are still with us who are going to attend. And it's a big thing on Saturday at 9:30 in the morning. They're having a dedication. They expect so many people that you, I think, have to park at Raging Rivers and they'll run a shuttle.
Wow.
But it should be really cool. And these statues, you guys, they are amazing. So,
well, Sue's the one.
We saw some pictures.
Yeah, Sue put this on our radar several years ago. We've been talking to the mayor since then. We've seen the the artwork, and the idea is just nuts because he was there, right? Mike was there in Normandy, and he's like, "Wait, these cliffs that we have in Grafton, you almost have a little bit of a resemblance to what happened in France." So they come up with a concept, an idea. They have these soldiers that have they been
cast in bronze,
that are climbing. You'll see them climbing up the wall, and the whole memorial. Look, my point from the very beginning in all this is this should not just be something for the region. This is a national type of thing that people should know about and should really, really be talking about. So one of the things that I want to do, maybe later this week, is I'll see if we can get this on Brian's, attention, Brian Kilmeade's and some of the folks at Fox, because I think it's just unbelievable that this is happening in this region. So congratulations to the mayor. Yeah. But the big dedication is coming up
Saturday at 9:30. I think you can go to GraftonMemorial.org if you want more info. It really is cool.
So can I tell you something that's kind of interesting related to this? And this caught me off guard here earlier today. Now I got to feel if it's PG or PG-13. So my daughter, who is, she just finished fifth grade. She's going into sixth grade. And, I never am quite sure how much they've talked about history and what history they've talked about. And I don't know how it really came up this morning. We were listening to something on Fox, I think, and she started talking about the Holocaust, and she started talking about, you know, World War II, and she knew a little bit about this. And then she says, this is what caught me off guard, she goes, hey, when does that new movie about D-Day come out? I'm like, wow. Wait, what? Okay, it came out Friday. It's called Pressure with Brendan Fraser. She goes, because that looks good. So I'm like, yeah, it looks good, right? So now I got to feel, let's see, I don't know what this is rated. Do you know? Because that.
Ooh, I don't know that.
Ratings in here. It's PG-13.
Well, there you go.
You know what? I'm going to take her to that. Because, and for those people who missed the review on Friday, this is actually a really interesting perspective of the 72 hours that led to the invasion, you know, and you have Brendan Fraser playing Ike, and then you have Andrew Scott, who plays Captain James Stagg, who is one of the chief meteorologists, and basically saying, look, the weather ain't looking good here, right?
Yeah.
So they talk about, you know, Pressure is the decision to actually green light it, right? And I was fascinated that she was even interested in that. So I might take a chance and take her to that because it would be a good opportunity. Now, she's usually not quite that mature when it comes to her taste. And Sue, I got to play you something here from the weekend because on Friday, you might remember that she was here and she spent time in the studio.
Oh, I remember.
She didn't want to go on the air. She was very much to herself and that was fine. She's actually going to be here tomorrow because we're going to the baseball game and her friend, our neighbor Amanda, who is actually someone who works at the radio station at Rockwood Summit, she came to one of her fish fries.
Yeah.
They're going to come in tomorrow. But on Friday when we were, you know, going home, I'm taking her home. She's like, Daddy, I want to go shopping tomorrow. Will you take me shopping? I'm like, yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm always the one that has done the shopping for her in the past. But I will tell you that her taste in clothing has drifted away from my expertise because when I pick something out these days, she don't like it. And when she picks something out, like she showed me, I didn't want to say this to her, but she showed me a bunch of stuff that she bought yesterday at Target. I'm like, okay, I guess that's kind of cute. Now I have to see it on. It just, it wouldn't be something that I would have bought for her. But again, every time I think she's going to like something, it doesn't work out that
way. Interesting.
Right. But we had to go shopping, and shopping involves the mall. Now, she's got her own money. She's got some birthday money that she saved up, and she's got a little allowance money, and we're, you know, making her do some chores and stuff like that. She takes care of her puppy pretty well, and I, you know, I wish she could handle the bunny. I do the bunny, and it's my bunny, so it doesn't really matter.
You wouldn't share that.
No, I wouldn't. I do handle most of Oreo.
Good boy, Fred. He likes his bunny.
She's even admitted that it's my bunny, but anyway, we are going through West County Mall. So we go to West County. We go through Nordstrom. We start to take a left after we get out of Nordstrom. We're walking by. We go into the Apple store because she likes Apple stuff. We're not buying anything in there, but she wants to look around. Then we have one of the Apple salespeople that says, "What?" To Alexa, "Ooh, what iPhone do you have?" And she's like a 14, right? Oh, let me show you the Pro 18 or whatever we're on. But then she starts here. This was interesting because she must have had a little time on her hands, and we were looking at some of the devices, and I have on mine, I have a 16 Pro Max, I have some of the AI capabilities, and some of the stuff I should already know, but she was showing me some cool things that I can do with cleaning up pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Becky's much better than that, than I am. But then we're going to a couple of stores. We went to this one store that was kind of like an offshoot, I think, of American Eagle called Aerie. And she found some clothes in there that I thought were appropriate and nice and short. So we bought some shorts. But then we had to go to Sephora. And I've never been into Sephora like this, where I think I've popped in before and someone has gotten something. But she had to take me aisle by aisle in Sephora. Here's a little audio for you.
This is my life. This is what my life has been reduced to. Shopping in a makeup store with an 11-year-old.
Let me look at my Laneige in peace.
She goes, let me look at my Laneige in peace.
Oh, my God!
And here's the deal. This is the game that she played, okay? And I wish I would have recorded this, and I didn't think I could replicate it as good as it was on Saturday. She took me through Laneige, was one of the products. She had me pronounce all the different names of the beauty products. And let me tell you something. She knows them all. So I got about, I'd say I got about 60% of them right.
Hey, that's not bad.
But there was, and I can't remember if it was the person from Laneige, but there was like a salesperson in there. Apparently they do these point of purchase people that come in and try to, you know, promote the products.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the product was, but there were numbers that were associated with the body sprays, right? So let me think about this because there was an explanation for it. It was like 39 and 36, and like the woman's like, "Hey, have you ever combined number 39 and 36?" And
this I haven't.
So I asked the question. Now, a listener is going to have to help me out with this because I don't know the answer. Maybe my daughter would. But why the numbers were very random, right? But the numbers represent something, and I just can't remember what that was, and I don't know what the company was.
I don't do fragrance in there, so I can't help.
But she was like, "Oh, spray!" You know, she's got the little spray stick or whatever. She sprays the number 36. She goes, "Oh, let's watch what happens here. We're going to spray the 49 too, because they're trying to sell twice as much."
Of course.
Right? Hey, one little bottle. This isn't good enough, and then we smell it. I'm like, yeah, actually, pretty good. Yeah. So she was a pretty good salesperson, and she talked us through it. But Fred. My goodness. So two very funny.
I am trying to picture a world where Lou Thomas would take me to the mall to Sephora.
Yeah. No,
and it doesn't exist.
No, he wouldn't do it. There's no way. So I got a couple of funny responses on this. One from one of my gay friends that says, "At least she knows her brand. I love Laneige products."
There
and
you
then
go.
From my son down in Houston, and this was my favorite. Fred, I think you'll appreciate this. Evan chimed in. Yeah, the Lego and the Nerf gun aisle doesn't look too bad anymore, does it?
That's
that
good.
Was perfect.
That's really
it
good.
Really was. But yeah, I'm not, you know, Hannah Gibbs, who works over on Y98, and she became a friend when she was working here at 97.1, and she lived out in my area, so she started helping us out with Alexa when Becky was out of town or if we had some challenges or, you know, even we're out of town. And, you know, Hannah was young at the time and she's got full-time jobs, so she doesn't do that anymore. But she's kind of like my point person when it comes to shopping. Jane, too. Like, I sent her the picture
there
from the Sephora store and I said, "Jane, next time it's all you." And she gets excited. She wants to do
she
it.
She would love that.
But Sue, I'm telling you, man, she's got a process. Like, we go through, we do this. She very wisely, in a couple of instances, walked out and said, "No, that's too expensive. That's not what I need." We went to the Gap. She tends to like a lot of the Gap stuff.
Yep.
So she bought a couple of things in there. I did, in that one store, I bought her her shorts because I'm like, okay, I'll treat you here to the shorts if you pay for this. And, you know, she's doing some stuff for Max as well. So we had a little bit of a negotiation. But, I mean, we had to go through a lot of different stores.
Oh,
a lot
of stores. Heck yeah.
And then I go up to, because I wanted to buy, I got a little jammed up on my golf trip. And I needed to borrow a golf case. And I wanted to, you know, my neighbor is going to get some golf balls. So I went up to Dick's Sporting Goods. And I go into Dick's. And she's like, "Okay, I'll see you later." I'm like, "What? Where?" She just takes off. She starts looking everywhere. I have to track her down. Luckily, we had the phones that were working. The same damn thing happened in Walmart today. I'm in Walmart. She walks in. She goes to the left. I'm like, "Where are you going?" "I don't know." But I go to the right to try to get, like, things that we need, like milk.
Yes.
And I have to text her in the store in the giant Walmart just to find her.
Wow.
This is my life, Sue. What can I tell you? Sue's News is coming up.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
All right, just quickly here before we get to Sue's news, this is very important. The product that I was thinking about is called Sol de Janeiro. And this is interesting, actually. It's Brazilian. And the numbers on the fragrant mist represent significant years in Brazilian culture and history. So, like, well, 62 is inspired by the year The Girl from Ipanema, which was written by, Brazil's vibe or about their beach culture and all these other things. So they capture different parts of history. See, I learned something. My daughter couldn't remember that. I remember that. Let's do this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I don't think that anything will make me happier than the thought of Mark Reardon wandering around Sephora. I love it.
I made it entertaining because I had to.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of forced. I kept saying, can we leave now? Nope. Nope.
When it's her money, there's nothing you could do.
You know what's interesting about those words, her money?
Ish.
Not really.
Yeah. What?
Well, I mean, the birthday money.
Birthday money.
Well, the birthday money is, but everything else is not her money. It's we're gifting it for
allowance.
Very few chores that are done. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Happy National Say Something Nice Day. Fred,
you
look nice.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. You had a really good History of the Lou with Sue over the weekend.
Thank you, Fred. Mark, the back of your head looks great and cystless.
This is the 2-week anniversary of my brain surgery, so I appreciate that you recognize
yes.
that, Sue.
Thank you. It's also National Heimlich Maneuver Day. Which I love. Remember we had that story of, like, what is it, the 7 or 8 or 9 year old kid who did that and saved a classmate? Fred, you've done it.
I've done it twice to the same son, 10 years apart.
Oh, my
On the
gosh.
Exact same item.
What was it again?
Orange slice, like, you know, one of those little quarters of an orange.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
two times.
Sucked it in
That's
there twice.
Nuts that that happened twice.
Twice.
I know you've shared that story before,
yeah,
but
six
wow.
And 16.
You constantly have to remind him that you saved his life twice, I would think,
well,
right?
Well, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I gave you life and I saved your life
That's
twice.
True.
Have you saved anybody?
I have. I've saved my friends Steve and Rick Weinstein on cycling incidents. I say they because Rick hit some railroad tracks, punctured a lung, said don't call 911. I'm like, dude, I'm calling 911.
Yes.
And then they found it. And then Steve passed out when we were crossing the Missouri River, and he just was right next to me, hit his head. I thought he had died.
Oh
and
my gosh!
I did nothing but call 911 in that. But yes, I've saved two people's lives.
Okay,
thoroughly.
Well,
the Weinstein
I meant
brothers.
The Heimlich, but that's
oh no,
good.
Not
You're
that
saving
way.
The world.
Not that way.
I have saved no one. I don't believe, but at least we're all know. You know, we're ready.
Who was the public official that's done it a couple of times?
That's
too?
That's a good question. Who?
Somebody,
I know exactly
yeah.
what you're saying.
Someone local.
Is it a senator?
Yeah,
yeah. Because he did Ted Cruz, or he kind of saved. Ted Cruz from choking.
We'll have to look
Who
that
did
up.
Senate lunchroom.
Oh. It's also National Nail Polish Day. Can you get that at Sephora?
Yes, you can,
so
I think.
We could go back there. It's also National Go Barefoot Day, which, I love. And National Olive Day. Here's the thing. I don't care about an olive, but I love olive oil. So, you know, remember,
I'm with you on that. I kind of, you
yeah,
know,
I don't want to eat one, but I'll take the.
By the way, it was Senator Rand Paul that performed the Heimlich on Senator Joni Ernst
Paul.
After she choked on food during a lunch. And of course, he is a doctor as well. But then there was also, this is why. Claire McCaskill choked during a lunch and was saved when Joe Manchin did the Heimlich on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Maybe she was choking on some of the BS that she spreads on MS
and
Now.
There it is. That is not Say Something Nice
well,
Day material.
Oh, I guess not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
On this day in history, 183 years ago, it's 1843, and Cleveland, Ohio, Buffalo, and Rochester, New York had a snowfall in June. Oh, I would see.
I thought that's
so
where you were
mad.
Headed.
I would be so mad.
Oh, my
mad.
Goodness, of course.
Oh, anyway, it did happen. And 88 years ago today, something for Fred. In 1938, Superman appeared in the first issue of Action Comics. And in 2014, a copy sold for $3.2 million, which is the highest price ever paid for a comic book.
Yep. I never really thought I had one of those, but I had one that looked just like it But then other people said it was a replica.
Oh, did really? You take it to like a person who
knew? No, they showed me why it was a replica. Oh, so all right. I was good with that.
All right, if they show you why. And then 62 years ago today, in 1964, the Rolling Stones arrived in New York to begin their first American tour. Their first show was at a high school stadium in Lynn, Massachusetts. 62
Isn't that weird?
Years ago today. Yes!
So we talked about this on Friday with our friend Tim Sommer, but look, there's a new album coming out, and the first two songs that have been released, the newer one called In the Stars, are really, really good songs.
Yeah, you know, they
for
are.
For guys that are in their 80s now.
No kidding. All right, well, it's the first day of June, so we have what to look forward to in June in sports. The Stanley Cup Finals start tomorrow. The NBA Finals get going on Wednesday. And the French Open Tennis Tournament runs through June 7th.
It's been awesome. I've been watching a lot of tennis
have
this
you?
Weekend. Yeah.
I got
a lot of the big names
watching.
Have gone down.
Is Serena coming back?
No.
No.
She's not. Going to do doubles in some tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe in doubles. I don't know. But not in singles.
I think in the... It said the Queen's Tournament. Is that what they called Wimbledon?
I have... yes.
You would think.
I would think so.
So doubles.
And the FIFA... World Cup gets underway June 11th. U.S. team takes on Paraguay on the 12th. And golf's U.S. Open is June 18th. That goes through the 21st. Okay, and this made me laugh. The UFC White House event, UFC Freedom 250, is going down on June 14th.
Well, you got to put that one down
Why
there. It's
not?
A big
Somebody
event.
Somebody may care. I don't know. The first official day of summer is June 21st. That happens to be Father's Day of this year. And a ton of movies are hitting theaters. Masters of the Universe comes out this Friday. So does Scary Movie 6. Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day. That will be released on the 12th. What do we know about that? It's supposed to be good.
I think it harkens back to when Steven Spielberg was first making movies, like with Close Encounters. So I'd be very curious. That's going to be one of the bigger movies of the summer. By the way, next weekend, Belmont Stakes. That's something
Ooh,
else.
That's going to be fun.
And I think Steven Spielberg says he's not ruling it out that there is extraterrestrial life.
Right, I think you heard he said that
that's
last.
Right. You're right.
Well, I mean, you can't rule it out. You know, Sue's a skeptic.
I'm
but.
Totally a skeptic. I watched the Martin Short documentary over the weekend, and Steven Spielberg is in it. It's so good. If you like Martin Short,
I'd like to see that one.
I think you would enjoy it.
Murders in the Building, I think, was chosen at the Crime Con as one of the top three crimes TV shows
it's
that
so
people love.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Fred. I didn't know that. And on TV and streaming, season 3 of The House of Dragon will be on HBO on the 21st. And season 2 of live-action Avatar, The Last Airbender, Netflix on the 25th. And the 5th and final season of The Bear is on June 25th. Did you give that up?
No. I've been all in on that. The problem with The Bear is like the first season you got to kind of get through. I thought the second season was great. There were parts of last year that, you know, were slogging a little bit, but I'm with the show. It's a really hard show to watch because it covers a lot of tough topics like, you know, suicide. The brother committed suicide, which is why, you know, the whole change had to be made. And they do flashbacks with John Bernthal, who plays his brother. But it's sad sometimes because of that.
And this is the one about restaurants?
Yeah.
Are you into it because your son is, like, working
Not
in
necessarily into
like
it because of that, but it did reconnect my son and I a few summers ago because it's like part of it is his life for sure.
Cool.
But it's an excellent show. The music is used very, very well. It's just you got to pay attention. You got to really stay emotionally involved in it.
A YouTuber is in hot water after a stunt where he tried to eat a 10-piece chicken McNugget while on a huge roller coaster. He ate 7 out of the 10, but looked like he struggled not to choke on the first hill. So he ended up getting banned from all Six Flags parks. His name is Alan Farrell, and we've got a little sound from him.
This is my.
It was definitely really hard, so I see why Cedar Point reacted the way they did, because I can see why there's safety measures and everything like that. It was hard. I had to try not to choke almost the entire ride. I had no idea Cedar Point even seen the video until I got a message saying I've been banned for life from Cedar Point, which really hurts because I've been going there since I was a little kid. I'm a season pass holder. I'm definitely sad about how it ended up, but I understand why they went the way they did. They don't want a bunch of other people trying to pull off challenges like I do.
Yeah. I wonder if they have the facial recognition to tackle
him
when he walks in the door, right?
Exactly.
That was a good response, though.
It was. It was very mature, Fred. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Let's do this one. Freelancers originally referred to self-employed sword-wielding mercenaries. They were literally freelancers. And you could call them, and apparently it stuck for all these years later. So if you're a freelancer, that's where it began.
It makes sense. There you go. We have Paul Morrow coming up. He was just at something called CrimeCon 2026.
Ooh, yes.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty big weekend for the Cardinals. They did not do well on Saturday, but they won the game against the Cubs on Friday in dramatic fashion. Yesterday took care of business, so they win that series, taking 2 out of 3. The Rangers in town. Cusimano is going to join us here in just a few minutes. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The NHL and the NBA Finals are set. Sue mentioned that in Sue's News. And the Battlehawks are actually getting ready for the playoffs. So we love this next guest because he's such an expert on a lot of things related to different cases in crime and also politics. Paul Morrow, Fox News contributor, and he writes at theopsdesk.org. He founded that. But Paul, we're so fascinated that you're in Vegas for something called CrimeCon 2026 because we find that fascinating. How are you this afternoon?
I am good, Mark. Thank you for having me.
How long have they done this thing, this CrimeCon thing? It's not exactly new, right?
No, it's not. It's apparently been going on a long time. I never heard of it until, like, I think last year was the first time I heard of it. Somebody had to explain to me what it was. And I'll confess to some skepticism. You know, I didn't know what it was going to be about and if it was actually anything more than some sort of ghoulish obsession
right.
Crime. And but it's not, actually. It's a lot more. There's a lot more to it than I realized. There are victims advocacy groups there. There's a lot of police related groups there. There's technology groups there. People doing real deep dive DNA to try to solve cold cases. Missing and exploited children's advocates from some of those institutions that are out there. So I have to say, I was really, I went last year. I was pleasantly surprised. I was working for Fox. And then, I went back this year. And if anything, it has grown. And it's a worthwhile event from where I sit.
Did you participate or did you lead a panel on the Nancy Guthrie case? Is that what Fred might have told me?
Yes, I did. So we went up, had a panel on sort of just to review the facts and talked about a little bit about where the case may be going, all of which is speculative, of course, and, you know, a lot of the information that is likely going to direct the case is not public, but nonetheless, going off of what we knew, we had an audience of about 600-700 people, I think, and they were in this big auditorium. We took questions, and yeah, it was very interesting to review that case, which is not quite a cold case, but obviously one that's still of tremendous interest. So it was myself and my co-hosts from the weekly rap sheet on Fox Nation. That's the Fox streaming service.
Sue wanted to know if you met Keith Morrison, because he's one of her favorites.
That's
he had
really
to be there. Was
what
he there?
It's about, Paul.
Yeah.
Is he the older guy that's on like one of those 2020 or Dateline or one of those things?
Yeah, he's Dateline. He's so well known, and he was Matthew Perry's stepfather, but he has the voice that he's just the voice, capital T, capital V.
I'm pretty sure I know
him. You know, people were shocked that I didn't know. I'm just going to reveal some ignorance. I should know this stuff now because I'm in media, but like coming out of the police world and the intelligence world, et cetera. People were asking, were nudging me and saying, oh, look, it's so-and-so, and everybody had to explain to me who these people are. And I'm not disparaging them. They're all professionals. They were all uniformly gracious. But I apologize. I didn't know who they were, you know, and I'm sure they didn't know who I was. So, you know, it was that kind of an event.
Well, because
it was very edifying.
One of the things that I read about it, because, you know, fans will come to this and then they want to meet people like the true crime podcasters and some of the authors. And now it's, you know, YouTubers. My daughter talks about YouTubers all the time. So that's part of the appeal for some of the fans. And I guess they held I don't know if you went to the banquet. Chris Hansen hosted that, and they awarded documentaries, podcasts, and advocacy work. So it sounds interesting for sure.
Yeah, Chris, I actually know because he's been on Fox. I met him in a green room, and him I knew, and he was out there and a big tall cat. And he's a very nice guy. I met him last year. Actually, I interviewed him last year, and I actually did go to the banquet. My co-host Josh Ritter was up for an award for his podcast, which alas, he did not win. He was robbed. But that said, it was, I went to the bank. It was a big deal, man. I mean, there had to be 1,000 people in that room. All these, much like the Academy Awards, that's what it felt like.
Do you have any fun out there? You took the whole thing was at Caesars. I was there the week before. We just missed each other, Paul, by a week.
Well, all you would have seen is me running around panel to panel, you know, going to all these various events and then stopping off at the various blackjack tables to get fleeced. So,
Paul,
you didn't miss much.
Yeah.
I got destroyed.
I understand that there are a lot of YouTubers now or people with podcasts who are just random people who are trying to work on these on the Nancy Guthrie case. Any interesting case? That's really become a subculture.
Yeah, in fact, they had those groups there, and you know, I guess like the expectation now was for me to disparage them and say, oh, these people are not professionals. They don't know what they're doing. But I've seen instances. I've seen chats and I've seen, you know, Reddit threads and things like that where I say to myself, well, that's a pretty good point this person is making. I hadn't heard that or I hadn't thought of it. So, I mean, think about the Koberger case, the horrific murder of the four co-eds out in Idaho. There were people who came forward who said, I think this guy was on a thread that we were all on talking about that case. And lo and behold, it was him.
Really?
And if I recall, I think it came out in the trial. I think that, in the prep for the trial, I think it was part of the discovery, you know, before he pled. So, and actually, while I was out there, I got to interview and reacquaint myself with Steve Gonsalves, who I had met during the investigation into the Idaho case. He is the father of one of the victims, and you know, it was good to see him. He was looking good, you know, feeling strong, advocating for his daughter and for crime victims. So it was that kind of a thing. Like it does not feel exploitative at all. And if you're in the business, whether it's media or cold case, a lot of cold case stuff where people are crowdsourcing stuff, just as you say. So.
Well, we've got, you know, we even have our St. Louis prosecutor, St. Louis County prosecutor, who has made it a bit of a mission to open some cold cases from around here. So I know that that's something that even our local agencies, you know, are working on. It's always fascinating to find out how those are solved. Let me take you back to your part of the country in Newark, New Jersey. I keep seeing this video. I don't even know how much outside of Fox this has been covered, but this whole situation at Delaney Hall, where you've had these protesters just acting as they usually do, just ridiculous. And then you see the menu in the way that these people are treated in Delaney Hall, and it's probably they're being treated better than most people that live in some, you know, apartment complexes. They're not being mistreated, but you still have these agitators that are getting into it with law enforcement, and they want to fight, don't they, Paul? They seem to really want to fight.
They do. These are professional agitators, as we've seen so many times. And what's so galling is that the progressive politicians in the area all go down there to get their ticket punched to be shown on TV, including Hakeem Jeffries, who should know better.
Right.
And the reason they do all of this stuff, these protesters, is because their livelihood. They get paid to do it. They get busted across the country or they fly. I've dealt with these people. And they are nowhere near the sort of devoted, edgy activists that they would have you believe. Many of them come from moneyed families and, in some cases, trust fund families. They're out there looking to fight with the police. That's why they go. And I think one of the things that's so important about Fox's reporting is that it demonstrates those facts. But also, I think a lot of even the progressive left says to themselves, hey, wait a minute. That's who these people are,
right.
And that's how these migrants are getting treated. They have all of these benefits. They're getting free hots in a cot. They're getting catered food and all this other stuff. We have people who are not illegal, who are not committing crimes, and they don't get treated anywhere near as well. And so I think the word is getting out that these people are bad news. They're just trying to incite another Minnesota situation for their own benefit.
And here's the guy, and I guess this guy has been arrested at this point, but listen to what he's shouting.
Children, your wife, all dead.
Put your, my boy.
I have your face, mother. You're dead. Dead.
Also threatened the family. I guess he was arrested. I'm not sure what the charge would be, but these are vile protesters. And to your point, maybe they are being exposed a little bit. That might be the only good thing.
It is, and a guy like that, he's out. His name is out. The indictment's up on, at least the press release is up online. He's not indicted yet, but he will be. It's all on video. He's going to wish pretty soon that his conditions were as good as those enjoyed by the migrants inside the Miami Center, because he's going to be in federal prison soon, and it's not going to be anywhere near as cushy. It won't be anywhere near as scrutinized. And that guy is a very good example of what I was just talking about. He's from a place called Valley Stream, just outside of New York City, Nassau County. Nassau County is rated number one, the safest county in America. Number two, it is one of the richest counties in America. Valley Stream has a median household income of $120-something thousand. They're $121,005, someplace in that area. That's where he comes from. This is a guy from a privileged background who chose this lifestyle for some sense of mission, misguided. He's been in jail before. He knows better. He put up online that he was crying in jail and he was going to change his life. Obviously, he hasn't. Very emblematic of what we're dealing with here. And notice it's always the same narrative. Right. It's always outside agitators, which is exactly what, of course, Mikey Sherrill defaulted to. Outside agitators. Well, there are some locals, too. They want to deflect the blame. And then it's always conditions in the prison, conditions in the detention facility. That's the same line they used on Guantanamo Bay during the war on terror against DOJ relative to Al-Qaeda terrorists. It's the same line they used here in New York during the riots of 2020. In the BLM George Floyd era, and it's always the same thing, and it just gives them something to bark about. The media picks it up and exacerbates it, and it becomes received wisdom.
It happened here when Cori Bush was first elected, and our former mayor Tashara Jones and the terrible circuit attorney we had, Kim Gardner, they all went down the first weekend after the election. They went down to meet the prisoners about conditions at something called the workhouse. They didn't talk about the people who were victims of crime. They wanted to deal with the criminals first, and that was rather consistent with all three of those officials. Paul, always great to have you on. I'm glad that you survived the trip. It sounds like you lost a little money. Got to earn that back at theopsdesk.org, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll see you. Cusimano's coming up next. Monday afternoon, we always visit with Frank Cusimano Mondays and Fridays. He's here from KSDK. Let's talk baseball. That was a pretty good weekend. Saturday, not so good, but the Cardinals win the series against the Cubs. We all come away with more hatred for Pete Crow Armstrong. Tarps off was successful. I think a lot of wins from the weekend, Frank. What do you think?
Yeah, it really felt like the atmosphere we were, accustomed to at Busch Stadium for years and years. And, that stadium did not have the feel of a rebuilding club at all. I mean, technically they are rebuilding, but that atmosphere and that hatred towards Pete Crow, Armstrong PCA, was genuine. I loved every second of it. And I think, Mark, the highlight of the weekend probably was the pitching performance last night. Because let's face it, Matthew Liberatore has been really good at times this season, but he has that one disastrous inning. Well, he didn't have one last night. He got out of it when he had to. And then you throw in the Hunter Dobbins, you know, four brilliant innings. That was just beautiful, Mark. That was so great to see two relatively young pitchers perform like they did last night.
Look, I was very happy they won the series, and it's exciting. And like you said, you could just, I was not at the stadium. I'm going tomorrow night to the game, but you can just feel it. The one thing, and Ethan, I texted you this, was it my imagination, Frank, but on the Fox broadcast on Saturday, did they really even show the kids from Tarps Off?
Certainly not as much
not
as NBC
very much.
Did. Yeah. Well, that's what you get when you have Fox instead of NBC.
I don't know. It was weird to me that they didn't show that. And, you know, they didn't seem to really care about it at all because it's been such a national thing, too. So I didn't really understand that. But the games were all on, like, free TV over the weekend. That was significant, wasn't it?
Oh, really cool. And I'm glad you brought that up because it was such a reminder to the rest of the country just how special we are as a baseball town. I mean, when Albert Pujols is saying in the broadcast, is these are the best fans in baseball, and it's not just me. He says, when I'm over at first base, you know, star players would come over and they'd say, God, you get to play in front of this stuff every night. And then you had Bob Costas and Ozzie Smith on the pregame show and Albert a part of the, you know, the entire 3-hour broadcast. It was like a reminder to the country, hey, we may not be winning as many games as we used to, but we're still St. Louis, one of the great baseball towns in the world.
Hey, let me give your team at KSDK a really good shout out because I watched the pregame stuff where there was a lot of the Cubs Cardinals history that was covered. I thought it was awesome, Frank. You guys did a great job with that.
Yeah, we have a great producer named Andy Moeller who's been with us for like 40 years, and he has a great sense of history for the game, and he put together that
piece on the rivalry. It was outstanding. It was really good.
I'm glad you liked it.
Frank, going into the weekend, Heimblum got a little bit aggressive, made some tweaks to the roster. Nelson Velasquez came up, Jimmy Crooks came up, sent down a couple of guys, and then you mentioned already Hunter Dobbins. It's funny how those moves ended up being so instrumental in the Cardinals being able to win this series. They get punched in the face in game one with the Ian Happ 3-run home run. Velasquez responds immediately, and then you already mentioned Dobbins, but it's exciting, I think, and encouraging for fans as well to see a general manager, a president of baseball operations, be able to make those timely moves and it not be detrimental to long-term success either.
I agree.
Yeah, let's face it, and we've been talking about it for about 2 or 3 weeks, is they've had a weakness offensive production-wise in one of the outfielder spots, sometimes two, and then the catching position. And look, we saw Velasquez, who was the best hitter in the Grapefruit League, and then has been on fire in Memphis the last month. And you know, Brian Torres has just been one of the best AAA hitters the last couple of years. Those two are getting a chance, and now we'll see Jimmy Crooks is in the lineup tonight. And we'll see if they can improve the catching offense. But, yeah, I think, you know, they're doing all the right things. They gave guys chances, and they're not, you know, going to bury these guys because, you know, Pahe started last night. But they have options now, and they got a chance to become, a playoff team this season.
How do we find the Texas Rangers right now? They're a couple games below 500. They're just 2.5 behind the Mariners in the American League West. What would you say about them coming to town?
Well, they're managed by Skip Schumacher, who was terrific in his previous stint as a manager. They're 3 games under. They just swept the Royals. And tonight, we're going to get the chance to see the pride of CBC, Jake Berger, who is leading the team in home runs. And he's been a terrific power hitter. So this is a great chance for the Cardinals to take 2 out of 3.
Awesome. All right, we got the final set in the NBA and in the NHL. It's the Golden Knights and the Carolina Panthers. I think that will be an interesting series.
Hurricanes.
I really do.
It's Carolina Hurricanes.
Sorry.
Wrong sport,
okay,
Mark.
It was written down here. I should know that. I'm going to blame Fred. I'm throwing Fred under the bus on that one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's the Hurricanes. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think with the mojo that Vegas has, what they did to Colorado, who many thought was the best team in hockey, I'm leaning towards, you know, the Golden Knights in this series. But I think most of the country is a little bit more interested in the NBA Finals. because Victor Wembanyama is like no other player we've ever seen in the history of basketball. I'm not saying he's the best, but there's nobody who's been 7'5 or 7'6 who knocks down threes. And they're led by a 22-year-old, a 21-year-old, and a 20-year-old in Castle and Harper, who are 21 and 20 respectively, and Wembanyama, who's 22. I mean, this is going to be an unbelievable series. It's good for basketball that the Knicks are back. They haven't won one since 1973. They have one of the great closers in basketball in Jalen Brunson. I just can't wait for this NBA final.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't really paid attention. I lived in Milwaukee for many years, and I watched that season when they won four summers ago, the Bucks. But I don't pay attention to the NBA. But I know a lot about Victor, and I know how good he is. And I'm going to, you know, with the history of the Knicks and how they're coming back, I'm going to watch a little of this series because I think it'll be fun. Then again, you can only watch the last 2 minutes, and you're, you know, kind of caught up with NBA games. That's kind of the old joke. Anyway, Frank, you have a great week. We will talk on Friday afternoon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Hey, Ethan, our boss just texted us. Steve Warren said he thinks that the Cardinals have the same record now as they did a year ago. That's quite possible,
it would,
right? Because
it would,
they ended the month of June, I think, like several games above .500.
It would track out because last year they had the best record in the month of May of any team in Major League
Baseball.
Right. They won, I think, 17 or 19 games in the month of May, and then the rest of the year was just this slow downhill trot, and they ended up, you know, kind of teetering out.
Right before the All-Star break, we were still at least, you know, in the mix for maybe the wild card, but yeah, things tailed off.
Yeah, there was a lot of
question
as to if they were going to end up trading some of those guys that they end up did. The reason to be more excited right now, though, is because the guys that are contributing to the success, these are guys that are going to be here long term. These aren't question marks like Wilson Contreras, Brendan Donovan, Nolan Arenado, where we're thinking, how long are they going to be here?
Yeah.
These are young guys that are going to be here for the future.
They even focused on that on the broadcast last night. You know, I think the oldest person on the team, 27 or 28 or something.
Probably
like that.
Dustin May or Brian Torres, I guess.
We have David Strom from hotair.com just around the corner. Also, Brian Ping, St. Louis native. He's an anchor for KNX in Los Angeles. Tomorrow is the jungle primary for mayor and the governor of California. Does Spencer Pratt have a chance? He doesn't. But we're going to talk about it anyway.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.